Okay, any question from the previous segment or segments? Anyone? Thank you. Comments, violent reaction, questions. Do you have questions? Question. Ayun, ayun daw, meron muna. Sorry. Next na lang, next.
Pastor Noel, just a clarification question. So earlier, on one of your answers, you said that those who did not get to hear the gospel and did not perfect the law will have no way of getting salvation. But then, how does that relate to the story of Jesus with the thief on the cross? No one shared the gospel to him. And then he just asked Jesus to remember him when he gets to heaven. And then Jesus immediately said, okay, from this day onwards, you'll be with me in paradise.
Well, yeah. Number one, I think the faith is already in the Lord. I think there's, well, this is what I think. I think the gospel happened right before his eyes. The Lord Jesus Christ is dead, and he put the faith. In fact, that's a statement of faith. Remember me when you get to paradise. So he believes in what Jesus Christ can do. Okay? Thank you. I hope I answered your question.
Pastor Noel, in relation to the question earlier, and because our group was still discussing about when you asked, what about those who didn't hear the gospel?
Yeah.
How does that relate to, halimbawa, yung babies or yung autistic na they didn't really have the chance to hear the gospel or understand it? Paano po yun?
Yeah, okay. Well, number one, let me just say that because my reputation is I said that babies will go to hell. That's not true. I listened to my tape the very first time that I thought that in VLI. So, but I did not say that. What I said was babies cannot be saved on the basis or on the reason that they're babies. Not just because they're babies, they can't be saved. Like what we've been saying all throughout this day, that the gospel is needed. It's important. Now, if you'll ask me, can babies hear the gospel? Of course. Scientific facts now tell us that babies in wombs can hear sounds that come from the outside of the womb. And there's a biblical basis to that, yes. It's when John the Baptist was in his mom's womb, he reacted when his mom and Mary met. Diba? Tama ba? Okay, so, and now on the basis of, probably you're asking, how sure are you that the gospel was preached to them? The gospel can be preached by the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, if you'll ask me, is there a biblical record? Paul got saved when it was Jesus Christ who came to him. Right? Tama ba? And there's another data. David, when his son with Bathsheba, you know Bathsheba, right? That's actually, because the Bible tells us in the time when kings go to war, David stayed. And in his temple, he saw this woman taking a bath. That's why Bathsheba is a Taglish for naliligo ba siya? And it's time for him to go up again. Bathsheba, naliligo ba siya? When that child died, David said, I realize he cannot come back to me, but I could go to him. It's kind of like an indication that the baby is, quote-unquote, in a better place. So, again, basically, my answer is, we will not say that babies are saved on the basis of their being babies. Because the Bible is clear that Paul wrote that in Ephesians, that by nature we were objects of wrath. The fact that you're a human being, you're an object of wrath. That's why it's by the grace of God that you can be saved. And again, if you say, is it just all grace? Of course, they'll get to hear the gospel too. And, you know, the passage that I cited, that could happen even beyond the ability of a human preacher. Again, that sounds mystical, but like I said, we have at least a biblical proof. At least one, and that's the experience of Paul. Okay, so I hope I was able to redeem my name as the preacher of hell. Is there?
It's not about the babies. In my mind did New Old Testament and New Testament overlap somehow? Because you said, if we take the perspective that's cool, you know, that everything was written before the wall of Jericho collapsed. Was there an overlap?
Well, I think the old covenant ended when the Lord Jesus Christ died. The curtain was torn from top to bottom. And some said that means basically that the presence of God in the Holy of Holies actually left that place. I don't know if I'm answering your question. That's thus signaling that the old covenant was already done. But with regards to the overlap, of course, because a lot of things from the old covenant can be understood in the New Testament if we put on our Jesus lens. We'll get to understand more that there's an overlap by virtue of us looking at it by way of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. Did I answer your question? Okay. So are you convinced of my answer? So anyway, you don't have to be convinced. You can actually disagree with my answers. You don't have to believe everything that I said. Or that I will say in this last hour, parang iku-crucify na yun. Okay, any more questions? If none, then let me just talk about the epistles. And there's another exercise that we'll do. This is the opta. And I'm assigned to discuss Romans to Galatians, but I asked permission from Pastor Nixon if I could use Philemon as part of our exercise this afternoon. Let me just mention here that this opta, O means occasion. Again, here, ito ulit yun, like what we said, it did not fall from heaven. It's not timeless, but then again, let me emphasize, the relevance is timeless, but it's a product of its context. That's why occasion is, according to Gordon Fee, the occasion of the New Testament letters are a special circumstance, either from the reader's side or the author's, which called forth the writing of the letter. He added that usually the occasion was some kind of behavior that needed correcting, or a doctrinal error that needed setting right, or a misunderstanding that needed further light. Okay, that's in your notes. That is the occasion. That's why we say that these materials are occasional. Of course, not occasional, may fiesta or birthday. This is the definition of occasion. And then P is purpose. Purpose is the way by which the writer dealt with or responded to the occasion of a letter. If we will base it from P's description of occasion, purpose could be a correction, redirection, or clarification. Other examples are also like encouragement, teaching, etc. Okay, so that's purpose. Then letter T is theme. These are the significant topics that were given attention in the course of dealing with a letter's occasion. For example, what do you have in mind if I mention 1 Corinthians 13? Love, di ba? Hebrews 11. Faith. Those are themes. And of course, letter A is application. It's the relevance of a letter on a reader's life. Generally, this will lead to a reader acting on practical things to do. Okay? So this is opta, occasion, purpose, theme, and application. And like I said, we're going to do an exercise. I hope you brought your Bibles because we're reading Philemon. And we're going to determine what's the occasion, what is the purpose, what are the themes in Philemon. Philemon nga. Philemon or Philemon. And in addition, if you could write an application. Now, this is what we need to do. Listen very carefully. Number one, step one is read the whole letter without taking any notes. Okay? First step, just read. Observe the flow. Spot the places where the occasion is probably mentioned. Okay, and the purpose. Okay, and observe themes involved in the epistle. Don't take notes yet. You can finish the letter in, I think, 5 minutes. Step two, read it again. This time you write down notes. The more references, the better. Okay? Like, well, this is the occasion, then take note. What's the passage? And then step three is read it again and see if there are additional info that you can gather. Okay? So I'm giving you 15 minutes or 20 na para sigurado. You read the epistle of Philemon, do all those three steps, then we will discuss as a class. Okay? Occasion. Now, follow the definition of occasion, purpose, and theme. Okay? Okay, time starts now. Last 1 minute. Baka mga kakainin na pinag-uusapan nyo. Tsaka yung pantalon. Sikip yung ano eh. Sikip yung pantalon. Nakatag pa naman, Onesimus, nasira tuloy yung pangalan, no? Branding. Fifteen seconds. Okay. Ano mga findings niyo? What are your findings? Did you discuss in your group? Okay, so what did you learn from the epistle? Nagkamali ba ng taba si Onesimus ng barong? Tsaka si Miss Marinig sabi niya, napantalon. Kamali ng tabas eh. Okay, occasion. Anyone, what's the occasion of the letter? Please give a reference. What's the situation that led the Apostle Paul to write the letter? Anyone? Kala ko ba nag-discuss kayo sa table nyo? Just say it, okay? You'll not go to hell if you're wrong. Can I call? Ah, okay, yun.
The occasion is
yeah.
Paul in prison.
Yeah.
In prison when he needs to
how,
be refreshed.
How do you know that? What's the reference?
In verse 1.
What's the word?
Paul, a prisoner
okay,
for Christ.
Good. Okay, so? Anymore? That's just one of the... He was in prison, and then what happened? What led to the writing of the letter?
He met Onesimus.
Huh? Anyone? Okay.
In our group, to save myself now, Paul wrote the letter in plea for Onesimus to be accepted by the brothers.
Well, that's good, but what's the occasion? Tama yun, pero mamaya pa yan. What's the occasion? Did you see the definition or description at least of the occasion? So what do you think is the occasion when you read the letter? Huh? Anyone? Okay, Evie, Miss Evie.
The conversion of Onesimus.
Huh?
He became a new person. So.
Yeah.
So Paul was prompted to.
Yeah.
Make the appeal. To.
Yeah, that you're talking about the purpose, but what's the occasion? You have it in the letter. Kahit, sige, Michelle.
Onesimus may have offended Philemon.
Okay.
So,
did they have a reference?
Paul met Onesimus in...
Huh?
Well, may conflict po. There's
yeah.
a conflict between Philemon and Onesimus. And it hasn't been resolved yet. And between the resolution and this letter...
Yeah. Michelle, can you give
a reference? Verse 10 to 19 po. I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again. Thou therefore receive him that is mine own bowels. Whom I have... King James.
King James. Okay. Kaya pala, beseech. By
no
the way, that beseech,
no spleen.
Is that occasion or purpose? Huh?
Okay, sorry.
Purpose sorry. Na, di ba?
Okay.
But do you have the occasion there in the letter? Okay.
18.
Sorry, hintay na si Michelle.
Sige. Sa verse 18, nandun din po, if he hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account.
Wrong.
Verse 18, if he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me.
Okay,
conflict
so,
now.
Again, that's purpose. Diba? What's the occasion? Paul was in prison, that's right. And apparently Philemon was offended by Onesimus. But what else?
Sending him back of Onesimus to Philemon.
Okay, because Onesimus is now returning to Philemon. Okay, and of course, at this point, we don't want to we encourage you not to read any commentary yet. Okay, that's why I ask you to read just the letter. Okay? But later on, if you're going to get a commentary and refer to what a commentator will say, it's actually this is enough basis for death penalty. When a slave will desert his master. Okay, but in the letter you can know there's something explosive when Onesimus is going to return to Philemon. Right? Do you have that in the letter? Can you give me the verse? Huh? 13. Ano sabi sa 13? What does verse 13 say?
I'm sending him back to you, sending my very heart.
Okay. Now he's going back to Philemon. Verse 15. Okay? Now the purpose. Yeah, marami kayong you gave a lot of purposes earlier. Now can you share that with the rest of the class? What are those? Come on. Purpose. Anyone? Now the exercise is to make you appreciate the occasion, purpose, and theme. Yeah, sige, go. Sinabi niyo na kanina, di ba? Number one is beseech. Let's just put that in English that we can understand. Appeal. Paul was appealing. Paul was appealing. Double P ba appeal? What's the verse? Verse 1?
9, 10.
Verse 9. Was appealing to Philemon. Okay, what else? What else? Verse 10. Ano sabi sa verse 10? Did we put verse 10 here? Yeah. Verse 10. Ano sabi po, Miss Marie? Okay. Verse 10 instead of 9. Okay. So overlap with conflict and Paul was appealing. What else? Any more purpose? Si April daw. Go. Yeah, there's. We'll see if it's there. Or maybe you're reading Galatians or or Revelation. Any more purpose? Okay.
Yes, that Onesimus might serve Philemon and and the church not as a slave but more than a slave. But a beloved brother.
Okay, actually, that's the complete picture. He was appealing. Paul was telling Philemon to accept Onesimus as a brother. Because, well, probably the fear of Paul was Philemon might have Onesimus arrested. Okay? Some more purpose. What else? What did Paul say about him visiting?
Prepare a room.
Huh? Prepare a room. Why do you think was Paul saying that? Why is he saying that? Why was he saying that? Probably to check. Of course, this opta exercise is more of marami tayong mga palagay, di ba? Of course, we don't have the commentary. We're not anti-scholars. That's why the exercise is to get the what's the purpose and the occasion. So probably to check. What do you call that? You call that apostolic pressure. Prepare a room for me. Okay? Where can you read that?
Verse 22.
About this one. This, accept Onesimus as a brother. 16?
16.
1-5? 1-6. Okay, theme. Huh? This one material that tells us Christianity against slavery. Right? Because he did not fault Onesimus for leaving his master. I don't know, probably Paul was thinking nothing immoral. Like Onesimus did nothing immoral. Okay, so what are the themes? Probably brotherly love.
Forgiveness.
What else? Reconciliation, yeah? Ayan, magkakarugtong na yan. There. Okay, so at least the exercise is telling you that the epistles are like this. Like these reasons. Occasion, there's an occasion, there's a purpose. And of course, the theme. And if you can apply this, what you can learn from the epistle. That's why, you know, it's fun if you'll challenge yourself to read the epistles first. Before consulting a commentary. And especially like this coming Holy Week, instead of swimming the whole day, decide to read Romans in one sitting. Well, try to find out what's the occasion of the letter. That's why I started with this first. If I will not be able to finish my discussion, at least you can do it on your own. Okay? Sit down, read the... What's a longer epistle? Like, for example, 1 Corinthians. What is the reason? Why Paul wrote this? What did he do to make the Corinthians repent from their errors? Va? Yeah, assignment. That's your homework this Holy Week. Read as much epistle as you can. And it's best when you do it in one sitting. Actually, three times. And by doing that too, when you consult the commentary, you don't have to accept everything that the commentators say. You can actually interact. I did not read that. Right? Or yeah, you could agree. Yeah, he's right. Okay? You could actually make discipleship materials. Although I can't assure you if ENCOMS can print it. Well, you can do letter A, you know, blah blah, you know, the theme of like Corinthians love. What can I say about love coming from that occasion? Okay. All right, so let's try to talk about Galatians. May energy pa ba kayo? Parang sinasabi ko, ako yata napapagod. Okay, Galatians. Anyway, our timekeeper is telling me I only have 2 minutes. But let's just try to finish Galatians. Anyway, Suzanne and promised us that they're going to email the notes anyway. So thank you for writing what we talk about today. Galatians, of course, the author. By the way, I'm doing it chronologically, just like from what our antichronology from what appeared there. Galatians was the first one that was written. And the author is, beyond question, the Apostle Paul. There's not much differing opinions about that. And the occasion was when some people known as Judaizers were spreading a teaching that for a Christian to get saved, he or she has to obey the ceremonial laws. And those people even tried to discredit the Apostle Paul. Okay? And Paul contended by asserting his authority. Moreover, he took on a polemic defense of the gospel and the truth of justification by faith. It's a more polemic. That's why here in the other items, Galatians and Romans both emphasize the gospel, while the former, the latter is more of a calm exposition of the gospel. Yeah, the former is more polemic. For example, Galatians 3:1, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Too many pointed sentences in the epistle to the Galatians. This is fun to translate, especially if you're going to read this in the NLT, the Noelan Dicher translation, Sampaloc edition. This is more graphic, you know. The Tagalog translation, uncontrollably laughing out loud Galatians. You know what that means? Who has bewitched you? Sinong umulam sa inyo? Diba? Paul was so frustrated about how these Christians were acting. And again, the context calls for a discipleship letter. Again, the Bible is for discipleship. The fact that we have a Bible, then we have to obey whatever we learn from the Word of God. And that is basically the essence of discipleship, to respond to what the Word of God is saying. Okay, that's why it's we're spending effort to understand that there's a purpose why these things were written, and that is for us to respond in a positive way. Okay? Okay, so questions? I'll end at this point. You can just read the notes of 1st and 2nd Corinthians and Romans. Again, you don't have to believe everything that's written here. You can ask your husband. They know better. Okay, questions before we go. Huh? Polemic. Polemic. That means, I only know how to say that in Tagalog. Palaban, di ba? Polemic is the opposite of ironic. Ironic is from the Greek word irene, which is peace. So ironic is a more peaceful way of, but polemic is the opposite. Paul was in the fighting mood when he wrote the letter to the Galatians. Okay? Like when you do apologetics, a lot of times it's in the polemic approach. Okay, any more questions? Nana? Okay, Miss Marie. Mali po ito. It should be the latter is more of a calm exposition of the gospel, and the former is more polemic. Okay? Si Suzanne po nag-type niyan. The latter, well, the latter is more of a calm exposition of the gospel. The former is more polemic. Okay, questions? Any more? We still have 8 minutes. ask not just things about this segment, but you could ask things from the past segments. Okay, if you have no more questions, I have no more answers. I've said that like 100 times today. But my hope, my prayer and hope is that we will continue to have that hunger to read the Word of God. Now, after all this talk and exercises. Okay, Miss Judy, you want to end the...
Thank you, Pastor Noel.